I heartily endorse this event or product.
Ahoy, hoy, friends. Welcome to the Talking Simpsons Season 6 Deleted Scene Showcase. I am Bob Mackey. Who else is here with me today?
Al Gore lover, Henry Gilbert.
And who else?
Season 7 hater, Chris Antista.
And if you missed our Season 5 Deleted Scenes thing, go back and see it. If you are at the $5 level, you're hearing an audio version of this. Or if you're at the $10 level, you're watching a video of this or listening to the audio. You can do either one. But yes, we like to go back. So from Season 5 onward, the Simpsons would put all of their deleted scenes on the last DVD. And they are all very interesting. And they typically are jokes that probably should have been cut, but there are a few cases where you're like, this could be a potential Simpsons classic line.
It's more that they ran out of time.
Yeah,
but there are some bad jokes in here too.
And I will say a trend I've noticed in these that maybe I didn't notice before is that they'll cut off the tail of a joke. They'll end a joke at the right place instead of going on with another like tag at the end.
Something I could learn.
And there's a few jokes in here that I was like, oh, you replaced it with a better one, like this.
Yes,
and it made me. Well, we'll see. So, and this was also a cool way to review this season. It reminded me, like, there were even episodes I forgot and are like, oh, best season ever.
Yes.
Talk. Like, including Bart of Darkness.
Yeah, so there are four deleted scenes for Bart of Darkness.
I'm afraid you'll need a cast on that broken bone.
Oh, I'm gonna miss the whole summer.
But he gets to have one of those waterproof casts so he can go in the pool, right?
Well, we'd have to get that approved by our newly assigned government healthcare liaison.
The people will not tolerate such bourgeois extravagance.
Wow.
So, yes, the joke they replaced that with is Homer saying, when you're like me, you'll miss every summer. When you work like me. And I think that's a joke about, like,
way better joke.
How bad government-run healthcare is, everybody. It's
yes,
the worst.
Yeah, a joke about the People's Republic of China. I did not expect that of
nope,
all things.
That was definitely China. I'm going to, look, I'll be the ignorant one. How do you know that's China?
The red star on the hat.
Yeah,
red star. Number one.
Mm-hmm. And that like,
and not the Imperial Army.
Extravagance, too, is. And the idea, I guess, that, like, why would America have a state-run healthcare, too, is a question.
Exactly.
For me. Like, wait,
I beg
that
for that.
Exist?
Yeah. Anyways, it was funny back then, but now we have one of very
Isn't
few.
Isn't it amazing? The same day you got a pool is the same day we realized we liked you? The timing worked out great, don't you think?
Lisa, look at me. No, look at me!
So we have a Beavis and Butthead reference in the middle of Beavis and Butthead Mania. They would make a Beavis and Butthead joke like in season 10 or 11, way past the Beavis and Butthead fad.
Sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Oh, no. I was going to say, I was just introducing the little scene Butthead character.
Yes.
There's an additional scene in that of young boys trying to impress Lisa at the pool.
Actually, the second boy who says, no, look at me, that's the same one who's held underwater and punched by the other kids, which was a funnier gag with him.
It's a nice observation on adolescent boys trying to impress girls by annoying them and dunking them.
In case you didn't notice, viewers at home, like the black and white parts are the parts that were
aired.
Left in the show, and the color parts are the parts that they cut out.
So you'll get a feel for where the joke would have been, which
I'm
is
glad
something
they did
I
that.
Really like. Yeah, it gives it much more context.
My face is on fire.
Homer, how much chlorine did you put in?
So Homer's carrying away a giant drum of chlorine.
An empty drum of marked chlorine. And now, the animation in that is great, but they already did the joke.
Yeah, the joke was there.
Like, the joke is Homer put in too much chlorine. You don't need Marge then to show up to be like, you put in too much chlorine.
And have you ever chlorinated a pool before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have, as a job. It sucked. And that is about how much chlorine you use.
Yes.
Like, it's insane and disgusting. Homer couldn't physically carry enough chlorine to make that joke work.
And I guess the joke works better of just, like, having a chlorinated pool is painful in general.
Yeah.
Going from regular water to chlorinated water hurts. Yes.
So up next, we have another scene from this episode, and there's a little tag at the end with Grandpa in a toilet.
Oh, I like this one.
I like it too.
I wish you'd stop spreading bad rumors about people. Remember how you got Grandpa tarred and feathered?
Sure, that was 20 minutes ago.
I'm gonna be in the tub for a while.
But this time I have proof. Okay, not proof. I have drawings that I made of how he might have murdered her. Plus, he's been looking incredibly guilty. I think I really captured him in this one.
Help! Help! I'm stuck to the turlet!
Yes.
All right. All right.
Gotta think.
I love a good turlet joke. Turlet anytime.
Like, we wouldn't hear Grandpa say turlet until season 7. This is his first turlet.
But he sat on that turlet. He worked on that turlet for dickety 6 years.
It's still one of the that ending of that scene is just perfect. I didn't know it was part of a larger scene.
Yeah.
It's up for a while. Boom.
It's
new scene.
Up for a while. It's. Yeah, this shows you too many times where they decided like this was the stronger joke to end.
Totally.
Yeah. They always knew where the stronger joke was.
So now we're on Itchy and Scratchy Land.
Yeah.
Well, they do have nice manners, don't they, Homer?
That's my popsicle!
I'm aware of that.
Homer, you're embarrassing me just like you did in that restaurant.
That's not fair, Mom. You embarrassed yourself in the restaurant.
The fact is, I was embarrassed.
Let us never speak of it again.
Did we not get the restaurant?
We did get the restaurant scene. It takes place right after the restaurant. But
yeah.
Those are a couple of like stock Homer lines of, I'm aware of that, and let's not speak of it again.
Yeah, another that was like the running joke of that episode, let us never speak of it again. So
yes,
we get that sort of an extra one baked into the deleted scene.
Yeah, but I much preferred Marge's, you see all that stuff inside the robot, Homer? That's why your robot never worked.
Yes, I appreciate the better joke.
Well, you're probably too young to remember the short-lived Itchy and Scratchy and Friends Hour. They had to come up with some friends. There's Disgruntled Goat, Uncle Ant, Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, yeah. They weren't very funny.
I don't know. Disgruntled Goat had his moments. Well, well, well. Mr. Mouse, you've got your job, and I've got mine.
So there was stuff in between him hitting him in the foot.
Just the well.
Yeah.
So a couple of lines were removed.
I think it flows better of just like him stamping the mouse's foot instead of like...
Without the build-up to it. Yeah.
Dad?
I kicked one of those stupid itchy characters in the butt.
Yeah, there's just no way to resist it, is there?
No. The way they caper around with their happy smiles and positive attitudes.
I hear you.
I mean, it's funny enough to laugh at.
It seems like a cut for time joke.
Yeah. It was expressed enough that yes, they hurt them because they are inviting pain. That's why they choose to do it.
I didn't get to do this episode, but I do want to express. I want to kickstart. I'm going to go full undercover in Disney jail and show you everything. Cameras all over my body.
They might send you to real jail after Disney jail.
Oh goodness.
It's a pathway. So this
nobody
scene,
gets executed in Disney jail
that we know of. So this scene, I think, could have stayed in the episode. There's a great joke and great animation.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, we're doomed.
No, there's a way.
Lisa?
Don't worry, Mom. I'm going to confuse its whole logic system so it crashes. Robot, listen to me carefully. Everything I am about to tell you is a lie. Now, I am lying.
It just shrugs.
Smarter than I thought.
If everything you say is a lie, then you're telling the truth. But if you're telling the truth, then you must be lying. But if everything you say is a lie, then you must be telling the truth. But if you're telling the truth, you must be lying.
That is great.
Wow, I didn't think that would redeem itself so fast.
Homer sped up sound is extra good there. I like. And that he still has his two hairs missing after getting him chopped off by the axe.
That really feels like a Futurama joke where
you
think it's like, you viewers think you're smart and that at least it can fool the robot, but they don't care. They just shrug.
Yeah,
but
they actually did a similar joke to that in the second Christmas special
where no wonder
Leela does that to Santa Claus. But then his head reappears after exploding and says that he has, like, logic bumpers in his head or something.
Crumple zones, I think.
Crumple zones, yes. That's right, yes.
So here we have from Sideshow Bob Roberts, it is the rule you like a king speech, but there's just one extra sentence. I think it's
the only deleted scene from that episode, which is such a long episode that it has the shortest intro, a less than 10 second intro.
A unique intro made for that episode.
So this is the only thing they cut.
Your guilty conscience may force you to vote Democratic, but deep down inside you secretly long for a cold-hearted Republican to lower taxes, brutalize criminals, and rule you like a king. Oh, you liberals! You may publicly heap praise on Al Gore, but privately you thank
God for a Ronald Reagan. You're just too afraid to admit it.
Yep. See, I love when it ends on "Rule You Like a King." I think it's a little too on the nose after that.
Well, I think it could also like it could qualify as apolitical until you add specific people and yell at liberals.
That does date it more too. Yeah. Like,
it does.
Yeah, to when Ronald Reagan is still alive and Al Gore, but before he's run for president, like it's just.
Kids, Bob is describing authoritarianism.
Exactly.
Yes.
Though now, current-day liberals do love Ronald Reagan, and they constantly bring up, like,
we do.
You, Mr. Trump, aren't as good as Ronald Reagan.
He was the Gipper, and you're the rapist. So let's move on to Treehouse of Four or Five.
It's a great morning radio show, the Gipper and the Rapist.
Jesus. And we have a lot of cut scenes from this episode, including some great, great animation and just weirdness. So here's a direct, this is the shinning, and we're going to see a mostly visual parody, so we'll talk a little bit through this for our audio listeners.
Why did I kill my family?
They'd be much happier as ghosts.
You don't look so happy.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm very happy. La 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 la. See? Now waste your family. I'll give you a beer.
So Bart is going through the hallways a la Danny Torrance on his big wheel. Monsters are popping out of the doors.
Wow!
Trademarked monsters.
It's all the ones who appear in that one sequence.
Daddy's gonna kill you.
I am shocked that I'm only now putting together The Simpsons as two sets of twins on
That's
the show.
Right, yes.
It just never occurred to me.
I just thought of that, like, God. Two sets of creepy twins in the hallway, Patty and Selma and Jerry and Terry.
Instead of seeing the twins' corpses, though, he sees Patty and Selma, though they do have holes in their throat, I guess from cancer. I guess,
or being murdered.
Yeah.
But I love that sequence where Homer's dragged out of the fridge by Kruger, Dracula, Pinhead, and I didn't know they had an establishing scene somewhere in the middle of the episode.
I actually knew that one because in one of the commercials for it showed that shot of them behind
that
him.
Is a really good shot for the guy. The Simpsons! Yeah. This Thursday on Fox.
But they had to throw away all that great animation.
They always have to cut stuff from the Halloween specials like this.
I see by the big board we got a negative Nelly in Sector 2. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask the whole family to kind of freeze and prepare for re-education.
So I think the change here is that their house takes off, so the house flies away.
What's going on here?
Oh, Dad, you know as well as we do. Flanders is the unquestioned lord and master of the world.
He's created a near-perfect society where there's no crime, hunger, or war, and all have access to the lively arts.
If that's your world, I don't want to live in it!
I love the dramatics of Homer turning around and that he's... Space, the shadows on him is extra work. Like, the animators really put work into that.
But that's... It's not... It's a deleted scene, but they animated something else to get them to the...
Homer... Bart does tell Homer, don't you remember? Ned Flanders is the unquestioned ruler and master of the world. Yes, but you didn't see Lisa and you didn't see the house
but
lifting
But didn't you
up.
See someone come and pick them up?
No.
They're just in line at the re-education center. Okay. And also in the Finnish show... The shot of the kitchen, there's not food all over the floor and table because the house did not lift off the ground.
So they reanimated that. They did a whole retake on it.
I wonder why. It's weird. So, yes, up next we have the infamous House Made of Squirrels shot.
You go through all the houses, if you recall.
McDonald's.
And blink and you miss it.
Yeah.
House Made of Squirrels.
Foolish time-traveling earthling. Thinking his pathetic actions can alter the universe?
You'll never guess where this is going.
Apparently not. What?
Don't blame yourself, Kodos. There was no way to foresee that.
What the fuck?
Who would have seen that? A boxing glove came out of Earth and punched their spaceship.
Yes.
From an opening the size of a continent.
Yes.
So I'm rusty. I haven't done that show. Watched that show in a while. Was there no King and Kodos?
No, they appear and laugh until they turn into
Peabody and Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Yeah, and I think the joke is that all of Homer's tampering with reality in the timeline of the Earth somehow made an anti-alien boxing glove pop out
on
of
the
planet.
Planet Earth.
It's kind of lame, but the animation's pretty cool.
I think it's more funny that tampering with time would turn them into Peabody and Sherman.
Yeah, quiet you.
Yeah, quiet
I'm
you.
Guessing they probably have a one appearance only per episode, and I'm glad it was that one and not that one.
I remember hearing one year they almost forgot to put them in there, and they had to edit in a scene, but that apparently was not the year they had animated a whole other more complicated thing with Kang and Kodos. Wow.
So up next we have Nancy Cartwright doing a temp track for Doris Grau.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bart, watch this. Oh, no! My favorite outfit!
Jimbo, this is by far the worst... Doris?
What? What do you got here? Oh.
Tangy combo.
Tangy combo. So yeah. Doris was around
she,
for half of that
It said some of
line.
It, but not tangy combo. So
okay. I was going to say, Nancy's doing a great Doris.
I think they wrote that line saying, it would be funny to hear Doris Grau say tangy combo.
Yes.
And they're right. We didn't hear it, though.
Tangy combos were my favorite childhood confession.
R.I.P. Doris.
R.I.P. combos.
They're still around.
Okay, thank God.
But yeah, so now we're out of Halloween and we're
Batman.
Into sexual harassment, which, man, by the way, when we did that episode, who could have predicted, we missed a million things.
It was months before Me Too. I think we still have the right perspective on it.
Does make it the most surprisingly dated episode of the show, just because we could not have foreseen this would be a topic that took over all of entertainment in 2018.
And the stance would not be, a woman is wrong.
I feel like a kid in some kind of a store. Brilliant. Ooh-wee. Exquisite. Ooh, you'll do well. Give me those.
Peanut butter? Chocolate?
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
You got peanut butter in my chocolate.
My product is ruined. We'll be bringing legal action.
Fine. We'll drag it out for years.
Case closed.
And Homer takes it.
I think they could have kept that joke. I think it's cute. It's a little
like
twist
it.
On that whole that commercial. So.
You don't even have to have Homer stealing it. Just have the joke of, I'll sue you.
And, so otherwise, I was going to be like, boo. It was going to be Tiny Toons. Who saw that one coming?
Yes. Yeah,
this next scene, I think, though, is going to have a line that will make Chris laugh his ass off. It's very much suited to Chris's taste.
Just try to put the right buttons now.
We aren't crazy about nuclear power either.
You people aren't allowed in here.
It's okay, there was me.
Come on, Marge. Why aren't you in the mood?
He's too fat! He needs a wig! Homer is a sexist pig!
Oh. Could you guys chant something more romantic?
You want romance? We will spoil it! Hit your grandma on the toilet! Oh.
That's great. That's great. I like
the
rhyme, picture grandma on the
toilet.
They're fast.
It's great, too. Like, Marge is like, I'm not really in the mood right now, Homer.
So the next scene we'll see, I think, explains something that was kind of inexplicable in the final cut of the show. So here we see Homer meeting Sasquatch.
But the most important thing is...
That was really great, Mr. Simpson. We got everything we need.
Okay. Say, can you introduce me to the Sasquatch? I like his style.
Yeah, sure.
Zips up his zoops.
Yeah, how you doing there? Here's my card. I do kids' birthday parties. Scares the bejesus out of them.
Wow. Proof positive at last.
Wow, I was right!
So,
scene was... cutting to something. That's when we did see someone walk off in a hustle and sound effects.
You were proven right, Chris.
Yes!
In the final cut, we were like, why did they just flee the set? But clearly one of them was getting into the Sasquatch costume to appease Homer.
And I also, I like the way, I think it was Azaria saying, be Jesus.
Be Jesus. It's a good reading.
Be Jesus out of
So
them.
We're on Homer, what's it called? Sexual inadequacy? Homer and Grandpa versus
sexual
inadequacy.
And we have a great little scene here.
Oh yeah, I love this.
Hurry up! We got a lot of tonic to sell and a lot of towns to visit. Frigid Falls, Mount Seldom, Lake Flaccid.
Great. I'm going to be stuck in a car all weekend with that wheezy windbag.
Why are you so angry at your father?
I'm not angry at my father. You can't be angry at your own father.
Now, I'm going to be away with Grandpa for a long time. So before I go, there's something I want to do.
Oh, homie.
Marge, please, I'm not a machine. I need these corks for earplugs.
Okay, son, we're off. Of course, in my day, we didn't need a fancy ball and bat to have fun. That's why God made dirt clogs.
Well said, Dad. Well said, Dad. Well said, Dad.
I can't decide how I feel about that. It feels really long.
It is a bit long,
it's
but
quite
I,
a long thing they cut. I agree.
I do like Abe's rambling story about hitting dirt clods yes. with sticks, I'm guessing, instead of
that
playing
he's
baseball.
He's so old, he hates baseball.
Baseball is his Nintendo. We didn't need baseball.
I also did like the gag of Homer pulling the corks out and Marge saying, like, oh, you want to have sex right before he goes? Like, I'm not a machine, Marge. Like, I'm very tired.
It's very cute. This next scene, I think they cut out because the animation, what's actually happening in the scene is not communicated very well.
Mm-hmm. Your whole life, you never said one nice thing to me.
That's because you're a screw-up.
You're the screw-up.
You little...
So Homer says, when he says you're the screw-up, he hits the steering wheel with his fist in anger, and the airbag inflates, which causes him to get knocked into Grandpa. It's all right, but
yeah.
It just looks kind of awkward.
Well, the Grandpa falls out the door almost onto the road, but it's really hard to tell. Like, it's not staged properly. That gag is basically there, except he just goes straight to strangling him after saying, you're the screw-up, and then strangles him. And then Homer shakes him off. Now, one
Reverse
actually
vampires.
Makes me uncomfortable, this deleted scene.
I'm really,
really glad they deleted it.
Yeah, it was for the best, especially with what gets said here.
This does give more closure to it than just the idea of the conspiracy.
Here's what we've got. The Rand Corporation, in conjunction with the Saucer people,
thank you,
under the supervision of the Reverse Vampires, are forcing our parents to go to bed early in a fiendish plot to eliminate the meal of dinner. We're through the looking glass here.
I know what our parents are doing. I hid in the closet and saw them.
What is it?
They were having sex.
Sex, eh? And where you find sex, you'll find the mole people.
So the joke is, I guess they're all... Oh, there's a man watching them from the window. The joke is that they're also wrapped up in the conspiracy that Ralph Wiggum is the one who figures it out.
Yes.
But I don't like... You're right, Henry. I don't like Ralph Wiggum saying they're having sex or being aware of what sex is.
Number one, Ralph shouldn't know what sex is. Mm-hmm. Number two, this creates a situation where Ralph watched his parents have sex, which I feel very bad for him for. I don't laugh.
Yeah,
we
have a
bad.
Window into Ralph's inner trauma for the rest of his life.
Yes, that would scar a child. And
the kid just, like, totally Alex Jones it. Like, they just ride it into a new conspiracy.
Yeah. I do. I kind of like that. But it's also the main joke of them making conspiracies is that they have no clue what sex is. And I guess it almost feels like the Merkiny thing of, like, I'm going to undercut the entire joke of the episode by having them say it out loud, but it doesn't really work.
You know, you're right. It's weird. All the kids know what sex is. They're like, what's sex? Or like, what does that mean? It's like, oh, yeah, they're having sex, fine, but it's the mole people.
Yeah. The joke's much better ending on, we're through the looking glass.
I love it.
A great cut. So we're up to Fear of Flying next, and there's some good jokes here.
It's raining, man!
Yeah, not no more it ain't.
Ow.
So a cat sidles up to Homer.
I guess it's just you and me, buddy. A couple of strays nobody wants.
Hey, look, guys! Look at this adorable kitty!
Oh, look, he spilled sugar all over the bar. Oh, that's the cutest thing I ever saw.
In case you forgot, spilling sugar on the bar is what got Homer kicked out of Moe's.
Yes, that was going too far.
I really wanted them to, like, recognize the cat like Norm.
I think most of these deleted scenes come from the first act of the show, which is one of the longest ever, so I can see why they cut them, because it was already the longest first act ever.
And this is there's a great Marge line coming up. I really wish it would have stayed in the show.
You're right. I've been wasting my life away in that dump for years. That's it. I'm going to find a new bar to drink in. And I'm going to get drunker than I've ever been in my entire life. Bart, where's my wallet?
Right here, Dad.
Thank you.
How do you take it, Mom? You're a rock.
Lisa, I have my shortcomings. Sometimes I forget to dust the bananas. And once I got the wrong kind of yogurt, so I hid it behind a magazine at the checkout counter.
Lisa just blinks. Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think in the episode, Homer just leaves. We don't hear from Marge. Marge should be against this plan, and Lisa should be like, are you happy with this? He's like, I'm going to get super drunk. I'm going to celebrate by getting drunk.
I also love that it gives you some insight into Marge's her mental issues ahead of the second part of the episode, too.
Sorry, you got to be a pilot to drink in here.
But I am a pilot.
Where's your uniform?
I stowed it safely in the overhead compartment.
Well, you talk the talk. Well, you can borrow Bill till he gets back. You can just keep that.
Needlessly dark.
We see the outfit where it came from because we needed to know.
Instead of being a loner, it was a man took it off to try to fly and then died. Like because they are that depressed. As
Homer, I've never told you this before, but I'm not a good flyer.
Take it easy, Marge. Take it easy. I'm going to help you.
Hey, everyone, I'm Marge. Look at me. I'm so scared.
Oh, stop it, Homer.
I'm sorry, Marge. I thought mocking you would calm you down. I really did.
I do like that. I really did.
I like it.
That allows Homer to mock Marge in that situation. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's way too cruel.
It's too mean otherwise, so he has to be that stupid. Yes.
But if we don't encourage her to vent her feelings, they can come out in other ways.
I just realized we never had a wedding for the cat and the dog. They've been living in sin.
Aw. It's a great pose on Homer.
Marge gets up out of bed.
Marge, what are you doing?
Vacuuming.
But it's not on.
You didn't want to wake anyone.
Good thinking.
That's a great joke.
I like that joke, too, though it hurts it being in the deleted scenes because I thought at first... Oh, they didn't add the sound effect. There's a lot of missing sound effects.
So this next joke is, to me, just inexplicable. I don't really understand why it's funny. It just seems too stupid.
Is it from Fear of Flying?
It is. So this is our last Fear of Flying
clip. This is a very weird one.
Someone explain this to me.
Don't worry. This is a private sanctuary where whatever transpires will be just between us. Oh, that's just Murray, the window washer. He comes every day at 12 o'clock.
But it's a few seconds before 12 o'clock. It's our wedding night. Homer's out getting the champagne, but when he comes back, for some reason, there's a tree branch wedged into his mouth.
Hi, honey. I'm back.
That is a disturbing dream.
It wasn't a dream.
Marge, the first thing we're going to have to learn is how to distinguish between fantasy and reality.
Hey, sweetheart, remember the good times?
That just seems like weird monkey cheese random humor. Like, why a branch? I don't get it.
So, it's a complicated joke, too. I think you're supposed to think that's a dream. And so, that is very random in her dream that happened. And then, that wasn't a dream. Like, it could maybe stop there, but Homer coming back in with a tree branch in his mouth, it's like...
That's what did it for me. Really, it was like, it's too weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying not to read too much Prince of Tidiness into it.
Yeah, but, I was like, is that a Prince of Tides reference, too? Who knows?
But if you know of the ending, something shoved in someone's mouth, that's probably wouldn't be a cool joke.
Maybe that's why they cut it.
I hope.
Let's move on. To Homer the Great.
Follow the yellow drip road.
Now, this one pays off a visual thing I noticed in the episode.
There's a secret meeting place.
Yes, let's go inside.
Sounds good.
I wanted this to happen so bad.
Much cars crash into Homer.
And then a helicopter.
Hey, Arnie.
You and your stupid license plate game.
We have a cut Arnie scene?
Yeah.
I'm upset.
But so, those cars crashing into him, I like that joke because the yellow drip road, I was like... Boy, it's weird that it drips in the center of the street looking like the car, the median.
I would have had Homer pull over a little bit and have everybody drive off a cliff. It doesn't really make sense that all of a sudden cars obeying the law would run into each other.
Maybe just Homer stop with his headlights off and they just smash into him.
But there's a kind of similar gag in Homie the Clown that maybe they cut it for that reason. Homie the Clown has a better version of this.
There's
where they all light on fire and he has clearly killed people.
So here's Homer getting a bonus for being in the Stonecutters.
your membership pack.
What's this?
You put that sticker on your car so you won't get any tickets. And this other one keeps paramedics from stealing your wallet while we're working on you.
Oh, and don't bother calling 911 anymore. Here's the real number.
Ooh.
You'll notice a little something extra in your pay envelope this week, fellow stone cutter.
A walnut!
That is, I love that joke.
I wish they would have kept that in. Yeah. I love a walnut. So
of all weird shit to put in his pay envelope, a walnut. And Homer's so excited.
It's still consistent with Burns' lack of a giving nature.
Yeah. So here's more perks of being a stonecutter.
Well, maybe you could reach out to the community and help other people.
Envy posters.
I could help others. I'll get a bunch of monkeys, dress them up, and make them reenact a civil war.
Dad, that doesn't help people.
Couldn't hurt, unless the monkeys started hurting people, which they almost certainly would.
Somebody jammed a Canadian ring in here.
Here, Lenny, let me help you. There's a little trick with that machine. Just take it and... You stupid machine!
Thanks for the help, chosen one.
Thanks for the help. I like that. I like that fine.
So that's where Homer gets his idea to help people, not Lisa, right?
Yeah, that makes it a better... That adds to the joke that the only reason Homer decided to help people was smashing that vending machine, not his daughter telling him to help people.
I have to... The spell doesn't work. I've tried to knock over plenty of vending machines to get free candy.
Must
never
be
works.
An old machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also just love a Canadian
ring. That's a great joke.
That's a great... I like that gag a lot.
So I forgot that Apu was a stonecutter until this scene came along.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for the love of God! Somebody get the jaws of life!
Plates of this squishy machine must be cleaned twice a day to avoid botulism and trench mouth. Cross-reference liability.
Yay! Reek floor waxing procedures again.
Ooh, again?
So the kids are really into the Quickie Mart training manual.
Floor waxing procedures?
Floor waxing procedures.
Okay.
Floor waxing procedures. Yeah.
Botulism and trench mouth.
It's not as funny to see Apu suffering helping people as opposed to, say, Burns or Mo. So this is also a redundant joke here.
This is a good cut, I think.
Yeah. We might as well face the truth. As long as we're stonecutters, he will control our lives.
Maybe. But maybe we don't want to be stonecutters no more.
Well, now, wait a moment. I made DC Cab to protect this organization.
Now, hear me out. Hear me out, T. The society is only 1,500 years old, so it's not like we'll be giving up that much tradition. We could just start a new secret organization in the abandoned Baskin-Robbins across the street.
The super redundant, like...
Yeah, it just blows the joke.
I love the Mr. T appearance, but I don't...
The DC Cab reference.
He made DC Cab the finance of stonecutters.
I mean, the original scene ends with no more. Yeah, bam. Yeah. Cut to the No Homers
no
Club.
No more. Cut to the basket of Robins being replaced. I like that more than just him telling you what you're about to see.
Yeah, that sucks.
Though the DC Cab line is funny.
Yeah. So now we're on Maggie Makes 3. And this makes Homer seem less redeemable in that he also throws his coworkers under the bus along with Burns.
Like a bongo, Homer.
He's getting a pretty good sound out of that guy.
Go to hell, all you losers. I don't need you anymore.
Hey, I don't think he's going to miss us at all.
Yeah,
I like that joke.
It's less likable.
Yeah,
than that joke, yes.
It's more likable for Homer just to fuck with his boss and everyone else. Like, so long, losers. So up next, we have Lisa embracing the middle child lifestyle.
You're worried about telling Dad, aren't you, Mom?
Why do you say that?
Well, you've been in my room for about 4 hours now.
Hey, I'm just hanging.
Parch looks around.
A new baby. This means I'll be the dreaded middle child sentenced to a life of neglect and indifference. I know. If I want to stand out, I'll have to become an overachiever, precocious, beyond my years. Oops, that's redundant. Hey, I'm getting the hang of this already.
I like that. It made me realize that Bart and Lisa are pretty much nothing in the flashbacks in that episode. Mm-hmm. So that at least gives Lisa, There is something there of Lisa realizing she's going to be the middle child. I like that. So what's the next one here?
Oh, up next we have Bart's Comet, right? Yes, Bart's Comet. Yeah. So Return of the Panicky Guy.
With a different
voice.
And
that will be the end of Mr. Comet.
Wait, what about Mrs. Comet?
There is no Mrs. Comet.
Yeah, I think they're played by Hank Azaria. I think he's Dan Castellaneta outside of this.
Hmm.
Here's a tortured metaphor by Ken Brockman. I'm glad they cleaned this up.
Instead of a deleted scene, this is more of just like an alternate version of the scene.
And so the mighty rocket, carrying with it all of our hopes and dreams, smash those hopes and scramble those dreams like so many cheap hen's eggs, and left us all with some... 6 hours to live.
Yep. There's a graphic behind him of chickens crying over broken eggs.
Yes.
That's a funny graphic. I like that.
If you're a fan of Le Show, that was almost more evocative of Harry Shearer's radio show and the way he does news reads there.
What we get next is a look inside the actual boring reality of living in a bomb shelter with the Flanders.
My family needs to use your bomb shelter.
Homer?
Oh, I kind of figured this might happen, so I built the shelter big enough for both our families.
No deal, out.
Get in the shelter, Homer.
They're sitting quietly.
Hey, this TV doesn't work.
Oh, I'm afraid we can't get TV in here, Bartley Dartley. But we have enough food, air, and sandy wipes to last for 50 years.
Got any magazines?
Sure diddly do. One copy of Ranger Rick, censored for your enjoyment.
So all the private parts are cut out of the characters.
Yes. Black bars over the...
The comet is looming huge in the sky now, hurtling toward us, threatening to wreak untold destruction.
Yeah, Orson Welles is doing it again. He never gives up.
That young man has loads of potential.
So the oldsters think that the comment, reports on the comment, are Orson Welles pulling another prank.
Why did you prepare me for my favorite deleted scene? That was awesome. Yes, a reference to War of the Worlds. This is dumb, anecdotal, more appropriate for the show, but I was obsessed with having my own television. So I was always on the lookout for like little TVs, because sometimes my friends' neighbors would let me borrow televisions because they had so many, and we had one. So I was obsessed with little TVs. The second I saw that, in the bunker, I'm like, I want that so bad. I wonder if it works.
Yeah.
And if you maybe look back in the video, I was so excited to see Bart touch it because I wanted to know if it could work in the apocalypse.
Finally, they touch that little TV, and the fact that it can't work, I guess it can't get any signal through the concrete. But
into a Ranger Rick joke, which is great. I know it's not still around.
There's probably an app for that now. So
censoring Ranger Rick is a really good Flanders joke.
I wish they would have let that scene in. It's a nice little
joke. It's a tightly packed episode. Yeah. So stuff had to get cut.
So we're on Homie the Clown now, and here's more of Homer impersonating Krusty.
Your churlish attitude reminds me of a time I was having dinner with Groucho.
You're going to be having dinner with Groucho tonight if you don't beat it.
This Krusty's fun run?
50K fun run.
Sorry, Krusty, we're out of water. All we have left are these saltines.
I'll take them.
Is he wearing like assassins? Like the clown shoes.
Yeah.
Trusty size. Who the hell was that voice? That had to be one of the writers.
Yeah, that's somebody just doing a temp voice.
It's some producer doing a temp voice. But I just love that he's like all out of water just to have these saltines.
This song reminds me of Homer trying to get the job at the power plants,
where
someone is asked to sing a song they don't know.
Oh, yeah, I do like this joke.
You don't want to sit with the rest of this scum. I only consider you scum compared to Krusty. Oh, right. Yeah, you see how you scum.
What did I tell you, Marge? We're living in the fast lane now. From here on in, it's the primest rib, the sourest cream, and the horsiest radish.
Hey, is that you, Krusty? Hey, remember the songs we always sang in prison? Let's sing it now. Oh, how you gonna keep them down on the farm after they seen Perry? Hey, you still remember it?
Yeah. Let's sing some more of the songs we used to sing.
He just got out of trouble, and he's just like, figure this one out.
Glad we don't have to look. That sounds like a real song to me.
And after the mayor had been to, admitting he's been to jail with Krusty the Clown for a long time.
So we have a few from Bart versus Australia. Very, very short cutscenes from this episode.
Lisa,
Watch your camera.
Okay, boy. Here it comes. Get ready.
Excuse me, mate. We're trying to have our national championship here.
I'm aware of that.
So wow. They're playing cricket.
We have two Homer I'm aware of that deleted scenes.
Homer's catchphrase this season was, I'm aware of that. And then this one is also more of an alternate version of the scene.
Oh, you're right.
Really,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did to your country.
Well spoken, young man.
I'll be going now. I'm sure you want to get home to your 10-year-old American reruns.
Don't tell us who shot JR!
I like that gag!
I love that joke.
And also more fitting, since Who Shot JR is the end of this season as well. But I wonder if Aussie is in our comments. Let us know if you guys are more up to date with American television.
Yeah, and don't mean it to insult foreign countries that have American media properties foisted on them. It's just when you travel, it's generally like most foreign countries don't have a tolerance for crap. So it tends to be like All in the Family is running because they don't have anything better. There's no Jonathan Silverman sitcom in here. There's no time for that bullshit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So we have a few from Homer versus Patty and Selma. This is mostly an animation joke, but it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
He blew all your savings on jack-o'-lanterns.
Duke told!
Throws them and they glide through the air.
Wow.
Nice form. I try to bring a little grace to everything I do.
I like that joke. I love Patty and Selma, so just hearing them...
But instead of throwing out Marge, the joke before, in the aired episode, is he throws them out, and then Marge, too, it's like, sorry, Marge, and then pulls her back in.
Because he'd thrown them out earlier in the episode, so that joke wouldn't work without them having been thrown out once.
Yeah, he threw them out while they would refuse to leave the couch and shoves the couch out. So
we have an extended version of the breakfast scene, which has a cute joke in it.
Oh, yeah. I always wondered why there was orange juice on the table there, because this finally pays it off.
It's a prop.
Nobody make me any breakfast. A man so deeply in debt doesn't deserve it.
But I like to make you breakfast.
Well, in that case, I'll just have French toast with double butter and a side of bacon. But no powdered sugar. I don't deserve it. Maybe a little powdered sugar.
Homer, come out from there.
Not until I regain my honor and manhood by getting myself out of debt.
Well, you're not going to do that by sitting under that table.
Oh, aren't I? Get your lemonade. Ice cold lemonade.
Homer, that's orange juice.
Marge, you're driving away my business.
Yeah, it's pretty cute. So we have more Mel Brooks.
Yes.
So this is what happens. Well, the clip will set it up so we can just
You're telling me Mel Brooks went over the improv a little bit?
Oh, wow. I can't believe my very first passenger is comedy legend Mel Brooks. I love that movie. Young Frankenstein scared the hell out of me. On the other hand, Elephant Man, which he produced but did not direct, didn't scare me at all. You should have shown him knocking over a hut or destroying a Japanese city. Maybe give him a knife at the end of his trunk.
Thanks. I'll consider that for the sequel.
So, yeah.
Instead of just his scared the hell out of me.
But I like Homer being like... telling Mel Brooks trivia about himself that he feels very smart. He's like, which you produced but did not direct.
I wonder if they were used to hearing that from dorks too, like, which you produced but not direct. Like,
probably. It's a very nerdy comment to make.
Is it David Lynch directed?
Yep.
Yeah. That's it.
Actually, Mel Brooks didn't put his name on it as a producer because he didn't want it to hurt the standing of the movie.
It's very smart. So next we have A Star Is Burns, a few cute clips.
And now I give you the eternal struggle.
We all seen him this long sequence.
Fit my Aunt Fanny. Stupid duckers. Oh, the belt is buckled. What the pool boy saw? Take one.
Well, pool boy, how'd you like to scrub the algae off my bottom?
Ooh, I'm hip to your pitch, hot mama. Now what do we do?
So Abe is making a stag film.
I'm glad there was no answer to what he expected them to do next.
Jasper forgets what sex is.
I wish that was in there.
It's probably been a while for him. I kind of like that joke better than cut the William Shatner joke from the episode and put that one in there, which actually I guess we're about to see.
Excellent. Next, XLN.
Next.
Exactly.
Next.
Excelente. Es muy bueno.
Oh, it's hopeless. I'll have to play myself.
Sir, we do have one more candidate.
Excellent.
Yes, he can be my understudy.
So that's another Critic crossover character. That is the devil from The Critic. That same design is on The Critic, and it's also Maurice LaMarche. So they brought their own devil into the show, oddly enough.
Which is kind of cheating, I would say. Like, The Simpsons has clearly established who their devil is.
That's true. The devil.
Sort of warps the Simpsons universe.
Mm-hmm. Just hearing a Maurice LaMarche voice in the episode is holy distracting shit, anyway, my mind. Too. Yeah.
So this next joke is, I'm glad they cut it. It's apparently Lisa made a movie, but it's too corny.
Execution, it doesn't work enough.
And the winner for best Swedish film made by an 8-year-old, Lisa Simpson.
Homer eaten mein Häagen-Dazs. Maggie, we won!
And wow. Maggie is in the Grim Reaper outfit from the Seventh Seal.
Ingmar Bergman. Mm-hmm. I think Mystery Science Theater did a better Ingmar Bergman parody.
Yeah.
It's like two faces saying different words, like speaking Swedish.
Yeah, maybe that could have worked better if there were some like sound effect gags.
Yeah,
but
it's all kind of awkward.
And also, it's the rare time where Lisa wins something, so they had to delete that and take it away. Lisa should never win, always second place.
Without the right sound, it looked like she was shocked to have made a film to begin with.
that was a weird reaction. So we have up next, we have Round Springfield with some more talk about sexual harassment.
Like when a sign says, do not feed the bears, man, you'd better not feed the bears.
I got bear
now get to school, boy.
That's why you need a wife in every state. Am I right, kids? You kids are no crap. No! Oh! Ah, I said it again.
What?
I don't know.
That's another of those. This is a comment I've heard Al Jean say on the commentary many times, which is like, what show is Krusty's?
Yeah.
Like, so on the show, he just like, now it's time I'm just going to sit and drink and say things.
We'll talk about wives.
I guess Krusty has a secret wife in every state.
Yes, hoes in different area codes. We call that now. But The Simpsons have a secret TV in their kitchen.
Mm-hmm. That's right, just for that joke. We have another Paul Harvey joke coming up.
Oh, God, you were right. When we did this episode, you said it was Al Jean and Mike Reese doing the greatest hits from their seasons 3 and 4, mm-hmm. and this is another of those moments. Everybody's here in the jazz. It's Homer.
And even though he was born with no limbs and a pineapple-shaped head, he became the first American president to ever take his oath of office in the nude. And that man's name was...
Who was it? Who was it?
It was John Fitzgerald McBoing-Boing.
I would have guessed Richard M. Droopy Drawers.
All right, very good. Coming up next here on Howard Stern, KKK guy, lesbian grandmothers, and Senator Alphonse D'Amato. Listen to me!
Thank you, God. Now, can you do something about the blasphemous Fox Network?
I think the joke was going to be like static showing up on your TV. I think there's going to be an animation joke. It's why you hear static, but you don't see it. It
would have been a good act break.
Yeah, that's another very Critic thing, though, where it's like, we are going to reference a specific person and make a parody of them. And on The Simpsons, they would just make up a fake Howard Stern, like Birch Barlow style.
Well, they did make up a fake Howard Stern
Later.
In the Monty's Billions episode.
That's right.
Voiced by Michael McKean.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, but... So yeah, hearing regular Howard Stern again, it's another of those signs of like, this was written by the Critic staff. Mm-hmm. Like, it breaks some rules.
We have two very short scenes from Lisa's wedding.
I can't believe how much we have in common. We're both studying the environment, we're both utterly humorless about our vegetarianism, and we both love the Rolling Stones.
And neither of us knows if Keith is still alive thanks to Mick's organs, or vice versa.
They changed the line to their preservation of classic of bridges, but instead they make it a joke about how they're still alive, which is still the case. In 2018, yeah, they are both still alive.
Yeah. The same jokes. He could call it dated, but the same jokes about the Rolling Stones work 20 years later.
Yeah.
They're even better now. So this next joke is like it's so weird in that I think it's just a different reading. For some reason, for Kent Brockman, Harry Shearer is doing his Tom Brokaw impression.
It's very distracting.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And tonight, the following celebrities have been arrested. While Heather Locklear-Fortesky remains at large. Remember, if you see any celebrities, consider them dangerous.
Okay,
I don't get
it. I love
it.
That.
My wonder is that they recorded his Tom Brokaw voice to have them draw a Tom Brokaw type, but it came back as Brockman, and they drew in Brockman instead. Maybe that's what happened.
I like the idea of him getting older and sounding like Kent Brockman. And that beautiful joke in the background, CNN, CBS,
and
ABC
that, yeah.
division. This is how dated it is. Those were the only four sources for TV news.
Yeah.
But your sources for TV news had merged together in that
clip. I watched the Patriot Network. So up next we have, I believe, Greyhounds, 2001 Greyhounds. And Burns is too big for this ride.
Sorry, Monty, but you're too big for this ride.
He's right, sir.
Yeah, so
there's
a cardboard cutout of Milhouse next to the laundry chute that says you must be no taller than this to ride this laundry chute.
Why Milhouse? Is this after Burns' air?
Before. I don't think it's any reason it's after. Milhouse. It's just a kid. But
that's so weird.
It's a very odd joke.
It's a weird joke. And up next we have a joke about Smithers. It's like a preview of Who Shot Mr. Burns, and that Smithers is like not happy with Burns' plan.
But they're ours. You stole them from us.
Here's a phone. Call somebody who cares. Now, if you'll excuse us, children, the pups have to attend a formal engagement. Oh, come on, Smithers. It's tough subject matter, but it's still funny.
Smithers is not happy.
Yeah.
That was great.
It shows his insubordination, and his toadying is already falling apart there.
He is lapsing into cartoonish supervillainy by using a plan from Cruella de Vil.
It's true.
So we have the PTA disbands is up next with one cut scene in which Marge is a scab.
Well, then, I guess I'll just have to get into the crawl space again.
This is like the only joke they didn't do in the episode about you.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. So sorry. I support your cause, really, I do. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
Scab!
Oh, now really.
Scab!
Look, I brought lemon bars.
The scab brought lemon bars.
Oh, look at this.
One of the reasons I think that scene was cut was... I think they forgot to formally write jokes to put on the sign, so there's temporary stuff. Like, Edna's carrying a sign that says, Garage Sale, My Place, Always. Someone is carrying the sign that says, Lemonade, 5 cents.
Somebody has,
just like,
that I don't like Ike?
Yeah.
That's weird. I didn't
It couldn't have been
that.
Colorized and placeholder.
But I do like the joke of Marge having to go through the crossing the picket line. It gives
the
another joke about
boxes.
It. Yeah. And also you get to hear the jokes they didn't do too many of, but that Mr. Largo is gay. Like, this guy. He always is done with a very fey thing.
He really is. Yeah. And this scene, I think, makes the celery cutting scene in the final version really pay off because it's so choppy and static, but it eventually builds up to this.
Is catching that guy the most incredibly exciting thing you've ever done?
Well, it was pretty exciting. But celery soup's pretty exciting, too. Lisa, pass me that scarf. I want to try the carrots blindfolded.
So we see Marge is becoming a danger liker.
I think that was worth going in the episode. Dang.
Yeah, I think it makes this... I like just going to her about the celery soup line. It's funnier that way, I think. But yeah, her speeding up, it pulls up the danger liker stuff a little sooner.
Mm. And up next, we have one of the many cut Skinner toupee references.
Oh, boy.
Look, why don't you two settle down? I'm sure you can get another pillow.
Well, I could send it back to Taiwan for repair, but why should I have to? I've done nothing wrong. And I don't give permission for my face to be on TV. I want it blurred.
Get a load of that TJ Hooker. That is his worst toupee yet.
Oh, my.
Marge, is that you?
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm late. Long day on the job.
Oh, hey, Marge.
What?
You don't have to take it off right away, officer. Maybe there's some police work to take care of here.
Marge is way too hot in that scene.
That is objectively sexy.
Yeah, I have
a problem with that.
And that makes one of our commenters on Patreon pointed out the scene where Marge handcuffs Homer and he says, Marge, not here. That's what he's referencing. They did do kinky roleplay in bed with
handcuffs.
I think
the animators had too much fun drawing Marge in a bra.
Pretty lacy bra for police work.
Yeah. That's the clothes she's wearing in the locker room.
She should wear her hair down more.
Yeah, we're all hot for Marge in this room. It's disgusting.
Oh my goodness.
So we have our final scene, because Who Shot Mr. Burns is so crammed full of scenes and not one scene can be spared. There's one tiny tag.
3 seconds.
Yeah.
But intentionally deleted scenes from part two.
There's a ton from part two. Yes, yeah.
We got to wait 6 months.
But part one, almost nothing.
Kids? Would you step outside for a second?
Dear Lord, that's the loudest profanity I've ever heard.
Yes, Dad, that was me.
So he says, yes, Dad, that was me.
That's it.
Abe called. So yeah, that just shows you.
I love it, but it didn't need that. It didn't need that sting, that tag to it.
I know.
I think they were like, we need 2 seconds out of this episode. That goes. Everything else is too vital. Every joke is a clue, and every clue matters. So
loud that his dad heard him on the other side of town.
Yeah,
I guess is a joke there. But that to know that that was really the only deleted scene, at least the only one they found for this, like. So those are all the deleted scenes from season 6. What was your least favorite joke, Bob?
It's the branch. It's the
tree
branch.
Yeah, the tree branch just doesn't
the kid
make
sex.
Any sense.
I should praise that
hearing
better.
Hearing Ralph say, they're having sex.
Yeah.
It's like, it just made me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And already a too sexy episode. Like, yeah.
What do you say your favorite cut joke is? Mine is the Lisa's logic thing, because the animation is great. I love Homer freaking out.
Yeah.
I think it's a great joke that I should have stayed in the show.
Boy, I think mine might be... I do like it that that Wiggum thinks he's watching TJ Hooker. I like that,
that
joke
is funny.
A good deal.
I like the old people making porn.
Yeah,
like I think that could have worked.
Yeah, I did like that a lot.
What the pool boy saw.
Old people underwear. I have not seen a human being since my grandfather wear the wife beater under every piece of clothing.
Wow.
That's how he relaxed around the house.
I believe Marlon Brando made that famous, or some old timey movie star.
Some Italian,
you
I
put
believe
him on
it.
The map. Put
That's
the wife
why
beater
all
on the map.
Italians relaxing wear that. That name, wife beater, it's shocking.
I know.
We just all got used to it.
You gotta show off your gold chain somehow. So yes, thank you for watching and or listening. We really appreciate it, and we love doing this. So we see you soon, and we'll see you in about 3 or 4 months for the season 7 deleted scenes. Goodbye.
Infotainment.